Energy is man's to command, by Paul the Venetian. The correct understanding of the God power Almighty is essential for the individual who wishes to become the Holy Spirit in action. This fact I would like to impress upon the Chela on the path. Energy is man's to command. Energy becomes power through use, whether in the wielding of a sledgehammer or the strengthening of the biceps of the arm, or in using the God power Almighty to build a momentum of victory in commanding the electronic light to manifest the completed form of fiat or decree. This law of balance, also referred to as the law of retribution, and set forth in the old axiom, "As you sow, so shall you reap," was not intended as a threat of punishment for evildoers, but as an expression of the mathematical precision of life, that one must sow the seed of perfection in concise mathematical accuracy, and that the reaping will be in exact proportion to the sowing. This law has been dulled in its potency by the inference that if one casts his bread upon the water, his good will be returned unto him. This is true, of course, but it is rather a haphazard way of living, as the bread one throws has no definite form, continuity, or precision of outline. He who would work with the divine plan tunes in consciously to the perfect etheric plan, and rather than daily casting bread haphazardly upon the waters, takes that great energy of life, coupled with his mental picture, and drives it into the substance of the earth by the power of his feeling. Then, issuing the great fiat, "I am," he projects into the mental form of the desired manifestation the perfect atom contained in the great command, "I am," which is the cohesive power of love. This way, instead of receiving back miscellaneous loaves and fishes, one becomes master of energy and receives back exactly that which he has ordered. The right hand is the direct wiring through which the energy may be catapulted into the appearance world, and when you are conscious of it as the five-rayed representative of the Holy Spirit, you become the authority of life when you release that energy through the hand in a cosmic fiat. When you study Serapis's ray, you will learn the significance of the index finger and why it is so often dignified with the ring of authority. In the privacy of your room, draw that energy into your body with your left hand, then catapult it into your world with your right hand, and let us see some definite manifestation through your conscious use of this law of life. Let us be through with the bread pudding and bring forth now only the divine plan.